This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Sir and madam, we know that we've reached a time of the year where you need to get items of clothing out of your cupboard that have been hidden away for a long time. You found them, you've tried them on, and you wondered why the button couldn't reach the buttonhole. You blamed someone else, the Maori biscuits, rusks, or the sherry, I don't know. But now getting back on track, and it's very easy. No, I'd like to rephrase that. It's possible to get back on track and to be able to see our health return and get back to what might be a better weight or a better health and better habits. But we don't like to wait for things to happen. We want things and we want it now. Wendy Christine is on the line. She's a health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Morning, Wendy. We are notoriously impatient and we want everything on our terms.
Good morning, Brad. Yes, that is very true. We certainly live in a quick fix age, but there's certain things that just cannot be done quickly.
Yeah, and I think this is an important conversation because we get confused. If we're not exactly in the know and we start to look around, we end up in the one aisle at the pharmacy or the health store, and you really get a feeling that marketing has been positioned in such a way that it feels like the canister that we're reading is making a whole lot of promises. And we like it because it seems like it can be quick and it will need very little effort except just to have this particular drink, shake, tea, lotion, drops regularly and everything will just happen. It can't possibly be that easy, or am I wrong?
No, it's definitely not that easy. And while there is a place sometimes for some of those items, it generally cannot be done on its own, first of all, and it certainly doesn't help to do a crash diet or, you know, a starvation plan along with those things, because that generally lands up being counterproductive.
Yeah, so let's first start off, because there's a bit of danger here. We go from eating the way we eat and move the way we move or don't move, sedentary, sitting, working long hours, many people working from home, so the boundaries have been shifted, so we're spending even more time sitting perhaps than we used to. We need to figure out that suddenly going from that to something way out, there's a possibility of injuring ourselves if it's the gym that we're heading to first, and these crash diets, our bodies are going to go in for a bit of a shock, right?
Yes. Yeah, it is very, very shocking to the system. And as soon as you start eliminating food on a drastic measure, your fat cells carry lots of toxins. Mm. So those toxins become mobilized and it can make you feel really ill.
Yeah. So what are some of the consequences of these crash diets? You've spoken about those toxins. What else do we need to be aware of?
So dehydration and electrolyte imbalances are fairly common. And then some people experience heart palpitations or abnormal heart rhythms and heart rate because the pressure on the body is such that the cardiovascular system struggles. Then you lose muscle mass. You think you're losing weight, but you're actually losing water and muscle, which is why the dehydration comes in and you feel like you look thinner, but it's actually muscle mass you lose. You lose nutrients because you're very often not getting all the nutrients you're needing from your food. And then rebound weight gain. So you lose all the weight, but then you get it again because it's been such an unhealthy way of losing it.
Yes.
And then other things include hair loss, constipation, or fatigue and weakness.
So we're also going to be potentially wanting to cut calories because that's one of the logical things. You know, I need to go from eating this much to eating way, way, way less food. And suddenly we're cutting all of these calories. We're going from what we had to where we think we ought to be. And there's trouble in that too, surely.
Yes, that's right. So, yes, we do need to cut calories. I mean, the most obvious and most logical thing is to look at your diet. And a lot of the comfort foods and junk foods and things that we eat are very high in calories. But you can't go from 100 to zero.
Yeah.
You have to taper it down and you have to make little eliminations. So you have to almost build up to be able to get to a place where you change things. But if you change things in a healthier way, that buildup is a lot slower. So you can go from today to tomorrow and decide to cut the carbs out of your diet or to, you know, to make little changes that are going to be healthy.
Yeah.
But to go from eating junk every day to eating nothing or only living on soups and having some, you know, herbal drops to lose weight, you are going to put your body into some distress.
The heart seems to be something that we're mentioning often here in this conversation, and that's something to really be aware of. You don't want to mess with the old ticker, right?
No, you definitely don't. You think the heart is a muscle. So if we deprive our bodies of food and the body is going to utilize its own muscle for energy, the heart is one of those that's going to be affected. And then, as I said, with the fluctuations in the heart rhythm, that can it can certainly put a lot of pressure, unnecessary pressure, on the heart.
What about our immune systems, Wendy?
The immune system is also weakened. Again, if you cut nutrients and if you cut calories, you put your body into a starvation mode, and all the systems are then impacted, and it is going to affect your immune system negatively as well. So people will find they'll go on a diet and they'll get flu, or they'll get flu-like symptoms. That's an indication that the immune system is not coping.
Yeah, and then if we're going to be restricting what we're eating, you mentioned earlier on one of the consequences is loss of muscle mass. That's obviously not good either.
No, it's not good to lose your muscle mass, because your muscle is what provides energy, and a whole lot of other things that happen in the body are reliant on your muscle. And we're reliant on muscle tissue to move our bodies around. But you can appear to look thinner, but your body composition is imbalanced. So that means you have a low muscle mass and a high fat mass, despite how you look on the outside. Mm. And that's generally what happens with crash diets or starvation diets, is that your muscle mass diminishes, but your fat mass remains. So that puts you at risk for things like sarcopenia, which is just a medical term for an imbalance in your body composition.
But you find yourself actually getting quite cranky when you go from what you would normally consume to suddenly this, and then we always have in our mind we've got to go straight to salads and all of these sorts of things, and then you feel unhappy. People are cranky, and then they're like, what's the matter? Ah, I'm on a diet. And that sort of becomes the mantra, and there's got to be a better way to deal with that.
Yes. So often what happens when you go on a diet is you remove all the fat, and you sometimes take out the carbohydrates. It depends on which plan you're following. But a lot of fat-free products, for example, carry high amounts of sugars or carbohydrates, depending on how they label it. And they disrupt the blood sugar. So you already reduced calories to such a degree that your blood sugar is going to be imbalanced. And then you add maybe artificially sweetened things. Fat-free products generally carry a higher sugar ratio anyway. Mm. To make them more palatable. So it makes you feel hungry. It makes you feel cranky. You're not getting your nutritional needs, and that's why you find it so hard to stick to that diet. Yes. That you're on.
You inevitably do that for one or two days. It just becomes unbearable. Go back to the way things were, and then all that sets in is guilt. And then you feel, I'm never going to be able to be healthy or fit or strong. And so in a few moments, we're going to actually look at how to do this properly. But what about all of these chemicals that you find or that become part of the marketing on many of these products that you see on the shelves, with the L-carnitine and the CLAs and protein powders and, you know, up your protein intake? It can be very confusing, but what about all of these specifically marketed contents of these different shakes and drops and teas and things?
Well, it depends on what the item is. Some of them are beneficial as part of a healthy, balanced diet, and others of them have lots of stimulants in them. And that can create a problem for the body. So, you know, they can make you feel edgy and anxious. Not everybody can tolerate them too well. Some people really don't do well on those kind of supplements. So my best advice would be to try the diet first. If you need to add protein powder, or if you need to add something like an amino acid like L-carnitine, those kind of things are not bad to be adding. But you want to make sure that you're doing it as part of a balanced diet and in the right way, so that it is beneficial for your body and it doesn't put your body into a shock state. Mm.
So let's talk about the right way to do this. You know, we've still got a few moments together. What's the right way to go about this, Wendy?
So we said earlier that calorie restriction is going to be necessary. So what you want to do is you want to assess what you're currently eating. You want to have a look at what are the areas that you can cut. And if your diet consists of lots of starchy carbs and breads and sugars and those kind of things, simply cutting those out is already going to make a difference. You increase your water intake, increase your movement, and you reduce the foods that you know are going to be bad for you. You replace those foods with healthier versions of the carbohydrate. So instead of eating white bread, you eat brown, whole grain, whole wheat bread, or health bread. Mm. And you add pumpkin, a little bit of pumpkin, instead of your rice and your potatoes.
Yes.
So you just make adjustments that way so that you're not starving yourself, but you're just meeting your calorie requirements. And if you look at the average female without exercise, just to maintain your body, you need around 1,200 calories, whereas a man needs around 1,800 calories. So exercise will increase or decrease the amount of calories that you can get away with for the day. So anything lower than that, you're going to start putting your body into a little bit more of a shock, into shock.
Yeah, and there's so many wonderful apps available and everything you need in the online space to look at the foods we eat and to know exactly the calorie or the kilojoule content of those things and to track them and to get a general idea of where you should be going. And you'd be surprised. It's like, oh, I only like to eat 1 or 2 tablespoons of peanut butter whenever I'm in the need of a snack. And then you find out how many calories are in a teaspoon of peanut butter. It helps you to understand how things work and to get those numbers right. So that's an exercise we can also talk about for another day. But we can't do this without good exercise, Wendy. This really will help.
Absolutely. So exercise is definitely a component of health, not just weight loss. It keeps your muscles toned. It keeps your body composition strong. Weight-bearing exercises are going to help you for your bone density and your muscle tone and those kind of things. And your aerobic exercise is going to help your cardiovascular system. And so both are necessary. Some people need more exercise, and exercise is more beneficial for weight loss. And other people can exercise until they're blue, and it doesn't really make any difference to their weight. But that's dependent on genetics and hormones and body type and all of those things. So I think we need to find out what works for us and find the balance that's going to keep us well and healthy.
Yeah, but we need to know this will take a while. You know, depending on where you're at, depending on what your goals are, it'll be different for everybody, but it's not going to happen overnight, and it's certainly not even going to happen in 2 weeks.
No, it's definitely not. It's going to take time, and we need to be realistic about that if we don't want to set ourselves back.
Yeah, and I think one more thing to mention, Wendy, and you've mentioned it before, which is why it's on my mind, is we're all different. What works for you is not the same for me, and it's not the same for someone else, so we also need to make peace with the fact that we are different in that way.
Yes, yeah. And to know and understand your own body, and sometimes we just need to make peace with who we are first, because that's a very important component as well. We can't be like somebody else. You know, if you're born a certain shape, there's no way you're going to ever change into another shape. Mm-hmm. But you can be the best version of yourself, and you can be the healthiest version of yourself, and that you do have control of.
Well, if you want to know what supplements are right for you, what movement and what other things you might need that are right for you, why don't you go and visit Wendy at Integrated Health Solution. You can get all of those details online. It's in Durbanville, Integrated Health Solution, and you can walk a journey with Wendy. She's a health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. She's been doing it for a good number of years, and she's the lady that will help you on your journey. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Thursday, Wendy. We love having you.
Thanks so much, Brad. Have a great day.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.